have a very nice special guest. Where did you go?
There did you go.
this is Paula Montesimas. And we invited her because I think her work is in a nice way has a lot of parallels with what we're doing. And we're just really curious to see what you bring in terms of the instruments that you built and the ideas and practice you have.
Started this place, just came from the airport. And I have to wire while talking.
But I think that if we can use these ones, it would be really nice. So basically for the setup that I want to present to you, I only need one power supply, which was part of my aims at the beginning, to really have some sort of super like light and autonomous setup. And all the sound generators that I have been working with and designing and co-designing and stuff are 9 volts. So this is what I will show you. So most of the process is sort of coming really from scratch, we could say, because I work with the copper board to make the etching. And for that, when you have the design of the circuit, we can do with the big one, we can connect it here.
Yeah. I'm trying to find it.
That's why you have the pens and the bags.
On the girl presenting.
I think I have one.
Do you need small to big?
Yeah,
you need small to big.
Yes.
Stereo.
Yes.
Yeah. So, for example, here we have a white noise circuit. White noise circuit.
Okay.
You can pass it through. And this is basically printed like some sort of like glossy paper that then you. Heat it with an iron with soft, gentle moves in order to really get absorbed into it. First is you have to scratch it also. You have to really scratch it with like these kitchen sponges. So it gets more like, texturized and it like soak the ink. So you have your design, then we can talk about this. Right? Iron, then you put it in water to take the paper out, so it stays only the ink. Mm-hmm. That will be your positive or negative atom. And then you put this in and start to take the copper out. No? Mm-hmm. Then you have. This was one, but it went too long. So this is more or less what would happen. You can also pass this through.
Thank you.
And
connect it to the big ones, actually.
Okay, we will have fun then. And what happened with that is that basically you have your circuit to start to solder it. Yeah. Another possibility that you have is also use your, how do you say this? PCB, no?
Yes.
Dotted PCB, because there's other ones with lines and stuff. So you can also solder the chips and everything. They're making the same pathways, but here. Sometimes this is very nice when you're experimenting with a new circuit, same as the breadboard, because you can like switch, change. But when you already have your design, that's really cool. people start to make a bit more like of an object. No? Yeah. So then you have also these ones of color that will make it nicer for the future. What else? I think that we don't have like a lot of time to go in details, but that's like part of what the techniques that I try. So mainly all of these techniques and practice I've been like learning from open source tutorials, techno-feminist collectives, people that I have learned with from Chile, South America, and also in Berlin, I was there away. So it's very important, that part of it for me, because it's some sort of a, like a knowledge and a community that is created towards it, and that is based in certain philosophies, let's say, and ethics, politics of the making, of like how to access technology, what is technology also, like in a critical approach, and a creative critical approach to technology. And trying also, very much to use many times recycled components, trying just not to go and buy whatever, but having a little bit more like a, you know, like a critical approach to it, but not only that, but also communitary approach, I would say. And yes, that's one very important person for me, like in this process, that has been my friend and my mentor, that is Constanza Piña, Corazón de Robota, which is some of the designs are from her also, that I've been involved in that too in some workshops, but it's like, it's really very much about, okay, you maybe discover that transistor that worked, you share that in a workshop, some other person add something else, you find out a new frequency, you add like maybe what you already been experiencing here, which is the very nice, beautiful part of all of this. And I think that this is basically how certain knowledge is created, no? Like on what are the philosophies and the ethics of that. So this is just a very important part of what is being in my research now as an artist, as I came from performing arts, from choreography. I also start to get involved in sound through like body movement, like body practices, especially from somatic practices. I was experimenting a lot with my ear and with pulling some, not pulling, but touching, stimulating some membranes in my skull, in my vocal diaphragm, my thoracic diaphragm, pelvic diaphragm, all the diaphragms. And the diaphragms, as you know, act very much as membranes, as your contact mic does, as what happened in the transference of these electrons here is also happening in us. So I think that this is like a really interesting part for me also, to start to think about these connections and amplifications of what is the inner space, outer space, space in general. Also nice. And yeah, always remember to thank Marie Curie for this. And what else? I show you some things.
Yes.
Wait, what do you want?
What
do you want?
She wants to give you the paper.
Oh!
Yes, so we have the board already designed. We put like solder the components, and well, this is like a sort of scratch base of it, but then you can think about what type of boxing packaging you create for it. No? So we have an 8-step sequencer. We have a white noise.
They let you take all of this on the plane.
Huh? I always get stopped.
Okay. I am?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I always have to explain.
It's really good stories about that.
But maybe you could come further on the stage so people behind you can see also.
I go here?
Yeah, maybe closer to us.
Ah, yes. So. Yes.
Oh, the knobs, they look amazing.
Yeah, I'm guessing good knobs. Okay.
Here you are. Put a button there.
Oh, well, the loop, I actually didn't bring the power supply, so. You don't have a loop very bad. From this, no? Okay, no. Good, good, good. Okay. This is really nice. This is
a really packaging.
Compliments.
Compliments. Compliments on your instruments.
It's really beautiful.
So, would you move it?
No, no, we're giving a compliment. Compliments.
Would you
like,
think it's
really nice?
I'm curious of it.
Then oh, you're curious of it.
It's beautiful.
So, you need me to introduce?
No, we just wanted to give you a compliment.
Oh. Thank you, thank you.
Okay, so let's go. I will see. I will give you maybe like a little demo. So, this is 8-step sequencer. Let me check.
This is a big girl.
This is what we could call like a 3D wiring. So I did use a little bit of this part, and then it's going into sort of all the pins of the. Battery?
That's how you. Look closer. Look from this. Plastic boxes.
So we have the timer. This is what you call the clock, no? 5:55. Love. And this is giving us the other side, the tempo. Mm-hmm. Finger cross. Yep.
It works.
We have some chorus there. And time, no? So we know that we like notes, right? We are not looking for the perfect sound for like this is fully analog, so there's no program in it. It's instead of what the chip brings inside. Now that's also like creates constraint, but also possibilities of further exploring that sound. So this is 5:55, and the other one is 4:17. It has diodes, so what it creates is kind of fading the steps, and this is how you create the sequence of the but it's not perfect. You always have to have like some sort of connection with it. Okay, let me check this. It's easier.
Okay.
basically is doing that. It's starting to jump, and like the potentiometers, like which are resistance, not with the diode, what we're doing is just like sort of fading one of the steps, and then. Some delay, then we create a little bit more of that effect. And now here. Oops, sorry. We're gonna be close. But this is also acting as a timer. This is maybe what you saw there, that's the ghost detector. That's an electromagnetic amplifier. Amplifies electromagnetic fields, no? Which are frequencies that we cannot hear like, with our human ear, but we need to work on, like, develop devices for. Apparently it broke. Mm-hmm.
Is it possible that one of the devices made today is exactly what you're looking for? Or no? Is it possible that one of the devices we made today is exactly what
It doesn't look like it.
No.
This is like what we could say an antenna. I think that there was a moment that I had like an incident with the suitcase and I mean, well, this is what happened a little bit. No, it's like, it's in a way still like sort of fragile systems in a way. Of course, you can make them a little bit more sturdy. But yeah, it's also about to look at them. It's like a sort of like you have to keep them you have to keep a relation with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like clean them, like you watch the dog. The sound is beautiful because it's like and you get bring it close to the light or like outside or whatever and start to catch up radio waves, no?
Radio.
Some antennas.
Okay.
Basically, every electromagnetic amplifier is an antenna. Sometimes, actually, also the pieces also work like that, but that I don't stop. I think it's just also because it's creating certain.
And that one that is a ghost detector, is it works like the pickup coil that we saw
well,
earlier today?
Exactly. Mm. Because it has.
It does look like
a
coil, or...
It has a coil there.
Oh, yeah. The shape is, yeah.
So basically here, this one, I connected to like a larger coil. This is what I did in last residency that I was. And yeah, this is not the best to show or to open, but it has a coil there. And that is like a specifically what creates part of the amplification of the transmitter. Okay. What else? Use the filters, and this is the white noise.
I would say the sea. The sea.
Highway.
Mm.
It seems there are two. There is one bit high,
yes.
And there is something low. The same highway.
I'm parallel. Yes. Yeah. It's also because I have the thing to find it. This has a range from it's passing to brown noise, a little bit of pink, white, and with this. What happened is that this phenomena or thing about white noise is that it is, you know, it's like all the frequencies together at the same time. And it's actually like what happened with sounds in the atmosphere. So many times when we are in the ocean, like a seashore or a cachoeira, cascada, in a waterfall, or airport, or highways, it's like because we are receiving much of these frequencies like around the atmosphere, like atmospheric sounds. So I really like it because it has like this sort of like climatic quality. Like you get in touch with the analog and 9 volt. This is 12 volt, so you connect to 9 volt and you can have enough supply for it. Transistor, cheap transistor. This I really love. This is a subaquatic bass machine. The best performance of it is with the subwoofers.
You can see why.
It's very low frequency. And it's a triple transistor. So beautiful thing is that each one is creating his own oscillation. And it has like a frequency and intensity variation. So, but when we combine the three of them in the same output, we start to, produce a battimento effect, which is a pulsatory phenomenon as well, pulsation phenomenon. Just to make it very simple, if you want, we can also look at some reference together after, because there's something really nice to learn about it. And basically what does is that it creates like a third sound, a sound that is not really in there, but a sound that is like an acoustic effect. Because the difference between the oscillations of each transistor start to create some sort of tuning between them. Not tuning, then this gets more complicated in the language.
Interference.
But the
interference?
Dissonance, harmonics.
It's like a simultaneous oscillation. So there's something happening within listening both of them, but that listening is happening in the, so it also changes in the regarding the acoustic of the space that we are in, the infrastructure.
The feedback?
Huh?
You mean the feedback?
No, it's about
if I may, like, it's about if you have sound waves and they are the same, similar, there's a pulse pushing air. If they both push air, they push a bit further, and if they both retract, it's less. So if they are sometimes, if they're slightly different, sometimes they push together, and sometimes they don't.
Mm.
This creates a rhythm in which you have more air push, and this rhythm becomes a talk.
So
right.
that
because it's acoustic, and that but that only in the meanings also of physics.
yeah.
Because there is other parts. Well, it gets complicated because I'm not an expert in it. But this is, yes, it is what's happened, and it happened with sine waves.
Mm-hmm.
So this is sine waves. Now you have like different type of waves.
Yeah.
Happen with sound waves, so this is also sound waves, so it also happened here, but happens differently.
Mm-hmm.
With white noise. Anyhow, these you can very much feel it. It has noise. And wait. We can also tune them, three of them. This is a long air battimento of pulsation. Yeah, it's really nice. Maybe also if you want, you can close your eyes or whatever, and we can give it 2 minutes. I will try to find some frequencies, and then you maybe tell me, or like you can just see for yourself where in your body you feel it. also we make it like, not to do it now, but if we make an experiment of also walking around with different speaker arrangement, that also would be something else. If, of course, if you lie down, it would be something else. If you are inside of a pool, it would be something else. And if you have other things, it would be something else. No? But it's a bit of what creates this event. So, yes.
Oh, you're doing it. Oh.
So then you pick up the ball together.
Thank you.